This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It says there, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." End of quote. Those who heard about Nick Vujicic, who is well known as the limbless evangelist, know for sure how amazing and wonderful his life story is. Nick is an Australian Christian evangelist and a motivational speaker around the globe. He was born with a sporadic disorder characterized by no arms and legs. He is the only one of the 7 known persons who live with this disorder in the whole world. He constantly says that he is truly blessed and much happy. It is reported that when he was small, he prayed many times for arms and legs. He cherished the inner desire for at least one arm or leg. Although he prayed, God did not answer his prayers. God used him to reach people in places like schools, hospitals, churches, prisons, orphanages, and in other places. He testified in his book called Life Without Limits. He said this, "God took my unusual body and invested me with the ability to uplift and encourage spirits." End of quote. Joni Erickson Tada is a Christian who was born as the youngest of 4 daughters to her parents. She lived a very active life, swimming, riding horses, hiking and playing tennis. However, she developed quadriplegia and paralyzed from the shoulders down at the age of 18. God used her mightily in the United States of America and around the world for His glory. She is a Christian author who testifies the name of Jesus Christ through various media. Her articles are published in Christianity Today and in other magazines. She wrote this, "Sometimes God allows what He hates to accomplish what He loves." End of quote. She also said this, "He has chosen not to heal me, but to hold me. The more intense the pain, the closer His embrace." End of quote. Only a person who suffered a lot and experienced the presence and love of God in the presence of adversities can say those words. Beloved, the background of today's insight is this. Apostle Paul, who was transformed by the love of Lord Jesus Christ and was called by Him to spread the gospel of Christ to the then known world, was faced with a thorn in his flesh which hindered him constantly from continuing his ministry. We do not know for sure what was this thorn in his flesh. He described it as a messenger of Satan. He also said it tormented him. He knew the purpose of why it was given to him. He says, to keep him from exalting himself. Because of the surpassing greatness of revelations God has given to him. In other words, God wanted to keep him humble because he was an apostle to whom the Lord gave wonderful and marvelous revelations than any other Christ's apostles. It could have been a physical, emotional, or spiritual affliction, or all those 3 combined. Some say it was a severe eye issue because he talked about this elsewhere. It could be speech disability or epilepsy. However, we do not know for sure. He implored the Lord in prayer 3 times that it would leave him. However, Jesus told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." End of quote. In other words, Christ told him, "Paul, I am not going to take that away from you. However, I am with you and would provide you with my grace. My grace is sufficient for you." Why? The power of my grace is going to be perfected in you when you face that weakness. Paul wanted release from that thorn of the flesh which tormented him. However, the Lord said, "I'm going to leave it there." My child, however, each time when you face that weakness, I would provide my grace sufficiently for you. My power is going to be injected into you so that you would be able to meet it. And you would glorify me through it. Beloved, is this not what Christ planned in the lives of Nick Vujicic and Joni Erickson Tada as well? I believe so. His grace was sufficient for them as it was to Paul. And the supernatural and divine power of the Lord became perfect in their disabilities and weaknesses to achieve God's purpose and glory. Paul said this, "Therefore, I am well content with weakness for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." End of quote. In God's economy, when you and I are weak, you see, then we experience divine grace and strength because He infuses His grace and power in the midst of it. Therefore, like Paul, we can also say this most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses. Why will I boast in my weaknesses? Paul says, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. End of quote. Beloved, what we discuss today is not natural and human. It is purely divine, I would say. However, this is God's way. As people, we do not want or like weaknesses, do we? It does not mean Paul, Nick, and Johnny, Erickson, Tada liked what happened to them either. However, the truth is this. We have a God in heaven whose providence permeates into our lives. God is intricately involved in our day-to-day lives. And He is the skilled expert in turning your weaknesses and disabilities to correctly display His tremendous and supernatural grace. Nick and Johnny Erickson, along with many others, are the modern-day living examples of this truth in our lifetime. Bible affirms He would give the strength through His mighty and matchless grace. And at the end, that is more than enough. Paul said elsewhere in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. End of quote. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I agree your grace is sufficient for me, and your power is perfected in weakness. Lord, I pray to fill me your divine grace and power. I know the source of my power is the risen Jesus Christ. I know Jesus died in my place for my sins, and He was buried and rose again for my victory. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I believe He died and rose again for me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.